Here we go.
Kick it out. Cut it.
Get ready to laugh your ass off. It's time for Raw Talk Live.
Three, two, one.
Yes, we are back. This is Raw Talk Live. Host is, my name is Rob. With me is Chris B.
Hello, everybody.
Ray is here.
Uh-oh.
No? Is he?
No, I don't hear him.
How about now?
Yes. Can you hear that?
Yeah, yes. Still not group try, Chris.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. We do have Eddie is here.
Hi.
Eardrums much?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
And
turn his ears up.
Back from the dead, we've got Chris and Matt are here.
Oh, what's up?
Hi.
Yes.
Game Matt is in the house.
Crystal Vaz.
That's right.
Is here. And Chris, who's been on the show. Well, actually, these two guys were with me from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And we have a special guest that they brought.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk about... probably you're wanting to talk about the Trump campaign and the yes. and the,
oh,
the wonderful
this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have a nice round table today because we've got all different views.
We
go
do.
Ahead.
And I forgot she wants to go by Dolly.
Okay, you introduce her then, Matt. Go ahead. So
okay.
Here's
this is
Dolly.
Our friend Dolly.
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, hello, Dolly. Well,
Salvador
hello,
Dolly.
Dolly.
Okay, so tell us a little about yourself, Dolly. How about that? Let's start over there.
Tell you about myself. What should I say? let's see. I work in politics. I work in the government, so I have sort of a... Do I need to be closer?
You have to swallow it, baby.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Get up on that ball.
I can do this. It's familiar to me.
Yeah, it's not a podium mic. Oh.
So I work in government, so I have sort of an inside... view of this. I've also been on the other side of receiving assistance.
Ooh.
Because
ding.
So have the majority of the people around this table.
Even Ray.
Yes. You've been in me, what?
Yes. So, and I've also been receiving or been helped by some of the Obamacare.
She sounds like a politician.
Yeah.
Been receiving or and or if.
Yes, I'm Trump. That's how I speak.
It's going to be huge.
It's huge.
Tremendous.
It's going to be great. Let me
build
tell
a wall,
you.
Build a wall.
I'm not going to say anything, but I'm just going to keep saying it's huge.
Believe
great.
Me.
Yes.
Believe me.
Yeah, believe me.
I've talked with myself.
So I've also been on the receiving end of some of the... Obama
so far,
administration.
Wait.
I can't say receiving.
Woo!
So far.
Not on this show.
So far.
Sorry, she's bringing the bells today.
All I'm hearing is receiving.
Yes.
That's all I've heard for the first 5 minutes.
So you're receiving.
I'm getting a little warm over here.
Four gay men at the table.
So
we have
is
a problem.
Eddie.
Yes.
So is Eddie.
Oh, okay.
Another receiver at the table.
Oh, okay. Good.
It's
good,
open
good.
Wide.
We're not talking football.
Good sports analogy, right?
Maybe a foot long.
Oh.
Oh.
Where's Jared when you need him?
Oh.
He's in jail.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
just
too.
Kidding.
She's not going to jail, bro.
No, she's not
going
to jail.
She's not going to jail.
I have benefited from some of the social programs.
How, oh,
we'll
that's
say
good.
It that
yeah,
way.
We got it.
Because I had cancer, and I also have multiple sclerosis, so I can see both sides of everything. Bam. So I'd like to talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
See? Cool.
See, I brought it down. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm cool, though, right?
Wah.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, wink.
Just kidding.
Dolly Downer.
Double D, baby.
I'm sorry.
We're never going to start. That's we're never going to talk. It's just going to be
making
puns
fun of
all
me.
Day.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
Jesus.
That's usually what the show is.
All right.
Jesus is nowhere near here.
Do you miss me now?
Oh.
I have for the last 2-3 months, I guess.
Oh, you should have seen him with this, man. Forget it.
Huh?
Flustered.
I'm flustered with that.
I'm just
it's just
kidding. I'm just kidding.
The reason we have had very few shows in between this one and the last one is because our work schedules are crazy. Chris B is flying all over the country, and not for the Trump campaign either. Though I'm beginning to wonder.
She's running, people. She yeah. is running.
How is that escort service doing?
She supposedly it's is a nurse. What are you nursing?
It's exhausting.
I bet it is.
Nursing old.
Talk about a trial period.
Yeah, her knees are in a need to be repaired now. Poor thing.
Jesus.
All right. So,
what was the last one? Daytona. That was the last booty call.
Yeah, I just drove there. From Daytona to straight to here.
Made many a booty calls in.
She still has bedhead too. That's yeah. cool.
Whoa.
I love bedhead.
What?
You don't even have to get out.
It's sunscreen head.
It's a good
sunscreen head. It is.
Is that what they call that? Oh,
you all knew.
You have a tough job.
That's the burns when you use it, though.
I am looking at you going, this bitch has been at the beach. She's not working. I'm working, Rob. Your ass has been at the beach.
No.
Oh, the medical industry.
Yeah, it's a bitch. That's where all the Obamacare money is for nurses like her to be sitting on the beach.
No.
Soaking it all in.
Nope.
All right, so let's talk about something that's been in the news like every other week or every other day, excuse me. Or every day, actually. Every day. Donald Trump has been in the... has been in the news almost daily. The latest thing, and there's many more, but the latest one, the calling President Obama the founder of ISIS.
Oh my God.
That's his latest.
And Clinton, too. He included Clinton.
And Clinton. Yeah. You don't want to leave her out. Wow. And I believe now he's saying that they don't understand sarcasm. It was not sarcasm. In fact, he got an opportunity to back off from a statement when he was on Fox News and all that, and he kept on reiterating how it was ISIS. They were the founder of it. And even Guy even said, what you mean is, trying to get him out of it, mm-hmm. what you mean is that their vacuum caused them. He goes, no, I mean they are the founder of ISIS.
Yes,
so
I heard that.
There's no sarcasm there. It is what
twisted.
He truly
He's
believes. I think a little is very generous.
Thanks.
I think he's big time twisted.
I did call this a few months back. I said, watch, he'll be there.
Oh.
And here he is.
I think the reason he's there now is because all of the people that have been suppressed on their beliefs of racism and homophobic and all the other things that people don't like about somebody else have all gone to his rallies.
They feel comfortable feeling that way now.
Yes. And the Republican Party is at a quagmire. They're going, giggity, this is the guy.
Giggity.
This is the guy we picked to lead our convention. Are you kidding me? Who would have ever thought in a million years that Donald Trump would be the head of a party?
Back to the Future predicted it. It's Biff.
Unbelievable.
You know what? I'm hoping that when Clinton wins, that she'll go and look in the mic and say, you're fired.
Well, right. Oh, that would be so awesome.
Yes, that's the art of the deal.
And I think a lot of those things that he says is just to get the news media attention.
Yes, he knows what he's doing. God, he's using it to his advantage.
But it's not an advantage because the people who can't stand him to begin with are going, see? And the people who are on the Republican side are going, oh my God. We've had even some staunch Republicans in the Senate who have said we're voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Because they just cannot stand this
guy. We need to feel the burn again.
Yeah, no. Staunch.
He's
I heard penicillin can clear that right up.
The guy's lost his damn mind. Now, I'm reading a story here that was posted today on the AP that says, the Republican Party could be nearing a breaking point with Donald Trump. I mean, if you haven't had one by now.
There's an understatement again.
I don't know what they're going to do to get out of this. And were they going to put somebody else up against him?
Well, there was a theory going around that they're trying to force him to resign the ticket or the nomination so that they can push in their own nominee that way.
Would that be a conspiracy?
Oh, yeah.
Or didn't they say he was going to try and go independent or something like that?
Or something. I don't know. I don't know.
You guys know my prediction.
No, we're going to go around the table and we're going to talk about it. But he also recently criticized a Muslim family of a fallen U.S. soldier.
Oh, yeah. A gold star.
The guy, the father and the wife spoke, or the husband spoke with the wife by his side at their Democratic convention. And the wife didn't say anything. And
probably because
so
she couldn't.
Trump said, yeah, you know, well,
she's not allowed to.
Yeah, exactly. And that just blew up in his face. Mm-hmm. So...
He has no filter.
That's, the guy's got no filter. And I, he doesn't even... It's the fact that things he says are what he probably believes, and he just doesn't give it.
Usually the first reaction is the correct one.
Well,
so.
And I saw his kids. There's a Facebook post of his kids who went out and killed a... I don't know what kind of animal
giraffe?
That
was. Wasn't a giraffe?
No, it was a tiger. Not a tiger, but it was like what do you call it? Another cat in the cat family. But
Cecil the lion.
Huge. No. And they killed it, and it was in their arms, you know, holding it up as they're proud of the trophy they just killed. That just, I mean, what more? What many more things that we have to endure with this a-hole?
Come on, we can look forward to casinos, prostitutes.
failed businesses.
Failed casinos.
Let's see how many more businesses.
Casinos.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy everywhere.
Yeah, you win the house, he has no money for you.
It's like everything the guy says he's going to do, he's done opposite with his company. Like, I'm going to bring jobs back to America. Well, what about all the clothing you're having made for your company that's overseas?
When Letterman called him out in that one show a few years back. Well, where's the shirt made? China, who cares where it's made?
Yeah.
Really?
Bangladesh. They need jobs in Bangladesh, too.
I just saw something about that where his response was that the companies here aren't able to bid for them because they're not equipped to blah, 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 blah.
It's called greed.
And that's why they're overseas.
In other words, I'm too greedy to deal with that.
It's the fact that United States workers, you have to pay them more money.
Yeah,
right. And you can pay people in Mexico,
not to mention tax breaks going overseas,
cheap
labor. He was saying he can't find anybody in America to do it, so that's why he's overseas.
Not do it for the profit. Exactly what it is.
Right.
Stockholders.
You got to do it for the drugs, baby.
Everything comes down to the dollar. Doesn't matter who you are or what you work for. Everything is about the dollar.
Yeah, but we don't need to reward companies for leaving the country and giving them incentive to leave.
I agree 100% with that. Now, he did say something that interested me about the tax breaks he wants to give for LLCs, and which, I don't know. I think if it works, it'll be awesome. But he said 15% max across the board for LLCs.
Bro, the tax breaks he's going to be giving is for...
He's also going to be doing tax breaks for... Yeah, I get it.
Because his companies are what do you... Okay, say you owned a business or multiple businesses like he does, and I make president of the United States. You think I'm going to put stuff in... want to sign things in legislation that are going to... compound my businesses?
Well, yes.
Hell no.
Well, not the thing that's going to contradict or stop you.
Yeah, I want to make more money for my business.
Right.
Last thing I'm going to do is sign in legislation that costs me more
money.
The
only president that hasn't done that? I mean...
Don't know. I mean... We haven't found one that we had a billionaire as a president before.
Yeah,
this would be the first. God help us if this happens.
What's he worth? Like 3.8 billion?
The Bushes were all about... They all had companies behind them.
The oil companies. Yeah. Halliburton.
But they had deals with Saudi Arabia. They were on the board of some of the oil stuff with Saudi Arabia.
I think all the presidents in recent years have had businesses behind them that they've owned or had stock in or were part of that...
Yeah, but did they assign anything negative to that?
No. I'm not saying they do.
Only positive.
That's what Ray was saying. He's like, is there any president that has had a business that they had interest in that has signed anything that was...
Bush is the oil. Yeah, Obama's the banks.
Carter was peanuts.
Reagan was lettuce. Reagan was jelly beans.
You said Obama...
I like my jelly bellies.
You said Obama the banks, right? But the legislation he had signed in is the toughest on banking industry.
Because we bailed them out.
He's
there better be some tough laws.
But that shows that Obama
was doing what was best for the country, not for what was best as his.
And the
his
banks
interest.
Paid all those limits.
Now, what angers me more than anything, you know, there's some people that are on Facebook that Goo is friends with that he just got so angry with. And you guys know him. I'm not going to call him out on the show because you all know who he is. But talking so much crap about the president's daughter. And that angers me because I'm like, how crappy can you... And calling her a whore.
Why?
Because she was dancing, grinding, or whatever the hell.
You mean acting like...
So she was being a human being and a teenager. Right.
At a party. Yeah. During a dance.
She was acting like a teenager.
Right. And you watched the video. She wasn't grinding. She was just... dancing.
So what?
Again,
so stupid.
That's the people that are supporting Trump are those kind of ignorant ass people, and I hope they listen to the show because I know they did at some point.
We have a friend who is not ignorant at all, but he actually shed some light. His name is Joe. He shed some light on exactly why people are looking at Trump. Is it not?
Yeah. Talk into it. Yeah, not around it.
Ooh. Okay. That's right. Cup the balls. So. I'm getting turned on right
but
now.
His, what he said,
and it's black, and he's really going for
which
it.
Which was very interesting. Was that the whole appeal behind Trump for the masses is that
love to hear
we,
that
we want to take away this royalty of families that are always. You know, running for presidency, you know, just like the Bushes and all these people are born and raised to run for presidency.
The bloodlines.
Yeah, the bloodlines. It's the same people over and over again. And they all do things the same way. And the reason why what he said, Trump would be appealing to the masses is because he is different from all of that.
Oh, he's different.
Even though he is different. Even you know though his temperament could get us into wars or whatever, it's the fact that he would not, his presidency would not allow things to continue in the same manner in which we've always had things running.
Okay, so don't continue in the same way, but in a worse way? Because he has...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In a worse way. I agree. I'm totally for Hillary, but right. I was just putting out somebody's
putting out?
Point that... somebody's view.
We got receiving, we got pulling out. That's but I would like to hear the inside
the
scoop.
Pulls out.
What?
You said you had the inside scoop. I
have
hear.
No inside scoop of anything. All right. It's just my opinion.
So not only that, the things that we mentioned about Trump, also he kind of alluded to the fact that at a recent rally about the Second Amendment and how Hillary was going to remove your Second Amendment rights
well,
and
you gotta
your
listen
guns.
To the way he says it, though. For the most part, like he adds these things in like a salesman would do.
Well,
first
like
of
up
all,
to $100. But he alluded to the fact of...
Oh, of course.
You know, you say, you know, there's nothing you all can do, or is there something? Sort of like alluding to...
He's very condescending, to say the least.
If you shoot her and kill her, there's something you can do. That's the way people took it. Mm. And so that just sent
You can use your Second Amendment, right?
Yeah, it's something similar. So,
or maybe the people who are Second Amendment proponents could do something.
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
they could do something.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Hillary.
But she took it that way, because she certainly mentioned about him causing violence because of mentally ill people who are thinking, oh, he just gave me the green light
Correct.
To go shoot somebody.
Correct.
Which is the issue we have out there. These guys who are running for office, who people are idolizing, need to worry about and think about the things that they say before they say it. Because Gabby Gifford, when they got shot as a congresswoman, that was a deranged individual. Yet they still didn't change any laws in Congress after even she was shot in the head. It's amazing to me how we have more restrictions on owning a car than you do owning a gun.
Well,
and
getting
driving
a driver's license
All right.
or a voter's register. Everything.
It's
there's
mind
like a million
boggling
things
to me.
That are harder to do well, than get a gun.
I had a hard time getting a jelly donut the other day. It was a pain in the ass.
Can't buy Sudafed.
You didn't file your W-2s.
Yeah, like I had to fill it myself and everything. It sucked.
You might
Patty
clean
Duke,
us out.
Who was the daughter of Reagan, who was shot.
Right.
Potential assassination. She came out and said that, you know, listen, someone shot my father because they thought they were mentally ill and they thought that if they killed my father, then an actress would like them more. So you have to watch what you say
wow.
when you say things like that. So even she brought it up to Trump's attention.
Well, and see, and that goes that really highlights the difference. What, like what Eddie was saying, you have these presidents that were people that were you know raised and they went to school, they learned the politics, they were in politics for years. That's the difference between those people that are that become president and people that shows you that really like every man just can't be not everybody can be a president. Mm-hmm. You can't pick Joe Schmo off the street and be president because then you wind up with somebody like
yeah.
Trump.
Who's already pissed off the majority of our allies.
Well, he had a good jump, and now that everything's focused on him, his numbers are dropping.
Well,
I mean,
and Aaron, like you're about a big conspiracy theorist, right? Oh, well, Ray is. Much, yeah. So, with that said, I'm gonna say to me a conspiracy is you've got the news media. Every time Trump says something, they always go to Hillary's email immediately after that, so they can balance it out, as opposed to everybody focusing on the bad Benghazi. That Trump's doing. Every single time he does something, they go, "Oh, released today, and more emails about Hillary Clinton." Blah 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 blah. I'm like, what do you mean? They just released it right now?
Right.
No, it's the news media feeding it. Right. And feeding the drama.
And they're so also they feeding the advertisers.
Yeah. I mean. So that's the kind of crap that you have to balance out in the news. But when you've got the man on video saying these things, it's kind of hard to go.
But they don't even believe it. He'll say it, and then they're like, no, he didn't. Oh, I have a video.
But he didn't mean it like that.
But that's what he said.
He was sarcastic.
He said that, you know, maybe in some way, shape, or form, it would be nice if that's what he said, but he didn't say that.
Right.
What he said was, so they don't even believe it.
He is a sarcastic man, and a lot of things he says is in jest. It is. He's just a New Yorker. That's how New Yorkers talk. The thing is, his platform is huge.
Like, he's an everyman. He's Joe Schmo off the street. He was born and raised in America. He really is. I mean, if you really think about it.
Can you get a million dollar loan from your father? Exactly. Because I can't.
Well, monetarily, but probably not. Right, no, monetarily,
not monetarily. But as a person, he is Joe. You go knock on one of your neighbor's doors here.
He literally shits in a golden toilet. He is not Joe Schmo.
Now he does.
He did back then, too. He went to military school. He even said that he has more military training than military people because he went to a military school.
He knows more about the military than the generals.
I'm not saying the man's not delusional, period, but I'm just saying he really is. But he is at some point he was an average American.
No, he's never been. The Trump empire has been around since before
his hands are even small. They've never been average.
I can assure you, there's nothing wrong with them.
They're not huge. Do you want me to prove it to you? Zip. I'm waiting for him to do that to Hillary. I'm waiting for that.
He's king of the Oompa Loompas, man.
Wait until they have a debate.
No, they have green hair, not orange hair.
Well,
Something's orange.
Who brought this bitch here? There's a debate. It's my debate.
Musty carrot.
I mean, all the things he said to where he is today about women. About how he is for gay people, how he's going to protect us.
He is not. Just look at his running mate.
Yeah. Talk about his running mate a minute. Pence or Dentz? Mike Dentz.
Dentz. Trump and Dentz.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
TP.
Go ahead. TP. Go ahead.
For my bunghole.
Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
TP.
TP. I don't know how to say it. But.
So what's about Mike Pence?
He's an asshole.
That was succinct. So he's
next question.
He's the governor.
He's the governor that passed the law that said that you can discriminate against people. The religious freedom to practice your religion how you feel. So if I go into a, I'm not gay, but if I go into a bakery,
sure?
And I say, I'm sure. I like this too much.
Yeah. That's so do we.
So do we. Yeah. Honey.
So,
everybody but Ray.
Really? That's why he's got the short mic.
Just kidding. But proceed.
So if I want to buy a cake for my gay wedding, I can't. Because you offend me, so I can refuse you service, which is pretty much legal discrimination against people based on...
It's true, but I'm okay with that. Because
you have the right,
I don't want you selling me a cake knowing that you hate me.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to give my money to you, so I'd rather know up front.
Sprinkles on your cake.
But that's your decision.
I would rather know that's your decision
not to give them your business, but nobody should be able to refuse you business because...
Yeah. They can refuse your business, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Because they don't like your tattoos. I mean, I think if you're a business owner, you should have the right to refuse service to anybody.
I mean, if you're a corporation.
So that's a loophole. We'll just call it that.
Because of their religion, because business isn't supposed to, well, let me say this.
Like when they refuse service or no shoes, no shirt, it's health code relation. No, you should know that. Come on.
Right. But if
I thought it was to keep the riffraff
maybe
out.
They don't want you dirty, filthy gays in their places of business.
We wear shoes.
We are filthy and we are dirty. Yeah.
Nothing like gay toe fungus. Can't have that.
With all your disposable income.
Kill a turban.
But if you have a religious organization, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist and that's your thing and that's your business, that's a different story. If you are a multi-million dollar corporation,
exactly,
that is like Hobby Lobby, then you can't do what you want
what
based on
place?
Your religion.
I
want
to go there, but go ahead, keep going, sorry.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, you can either have it one way or another. You either take advantage of the fact that you're a multinational corporation and your religious beliefs are your own personal religious beliefs, mm-hmm. or you say you're a religious organization and you take advantage of it that way. You can't have it both ways. Yeah, at least that's how I see it.
Well, Chick-fil-A, yeah. I know a lot of gays that love Chick-fil-A.
Well, that's all about being closed on Sunday. Yeah, but that's privately owned restaurants. You know.
Well,
but also, like, Pence also believes in that organization like Genesis, who believes that we can be brainwashed into being straight.
Oh, you got to pray the gay away?
Yeah.
Pray. That's the new Republican.
Conversion therapy.
Yeah, that's the new Republican
conversion
platform.
Therapy. It's a fancy name.
It doesn't work. Pence, I can tell you guys. It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work it.
Work.
Now, like, so here's the interesting thing about Trump, okay?
There's something interesting.
Well, the interesting thing of who he allows to be the chair of his different office in different office locations.
Okay.
So my buddy of mine wrote me on Facebook today and said, "You'll never believe where Trump opened up the office in Orlando." And I go, "Where?" And I go, "Right across the street from Pulse." He opened up an office, and the guy who's the chair for the Trump Orlando campaign is gay, number one. But this guy has apparently every single election he's ever tried to hold office, he's never won. And then he got caught in 2015, apparently, according to the Orlando Sentinel, on February 11th of 2015. He pled guilty to charges of making a false insurance claim about a stolen lawn furniture, according to the state attorney's office.
Lawn furniture?
I was going to say, really?
So part of
you know that shit came from Big Lie.
So
it's continued.
So part of the plea deal, Mr. Randy Ross will serve. He's serving 5-year probation with 250-hour community service, and he's paying about $4,000 in restitution. And you said he's a felon.
Yes.
So this guy, I guess not allegedly, because it's in we have the records to show that
we do
online. Anybody can look it up. Randy, what's his middle name?
Randy, it's a middle name.
See, if you hire felons, you increase you decrease
the felon.
His middle name is Dean.
So
is
Randy
gay?
Dean.
Is he gay?
He's
really?
Gay.
He's
Randy Dean Ross.
Or is he
Ross.
Reformed gay?
No, he's gay. Which I asked Donnie. I said, "How is it that a gay person could be Republican when they have in their platform about
conversion therapy
for gay people?"
A gay felon.
I don't understand
that.
Sounds
kind of hot though.
It's totally
Richard
opposite
Simmons.
Of who you are as a person. But and I had a friend of mine who argued with me on Facebook and started telling me how stupid I was for wanting to put Hillary in them. Like, how stupid can you be to be a gay person and be Republican knowing, because I'm not all about being gay? I said, dude, but that's a big part of your life.
Well, newsflash, there are a lot of gay Republicans.
The only time I would be considered to be gay and Republican is if you're a billionaire, because you want a Republican in there because they're not going to take away any more of your money that you.
There's a lot of gay Republicans. I mean, that's
they're in the closet.
I don't understand it though.
They're not in the closet. They're in the cabinet.
Ding.
I don't get it. I'm trying to understand how you can be.
I think that they'll probably say that they knew that the local businesses surrounding Pulse needed a boost in business, so they'll probably try to skew it that way.
Yeah.
Or they'll skew it, well, why can't people have second chance? They'll skew it somehow.
Well, they're also saying that the Trump campaign has been struggling with the Hispanics and the LGBT community, and that's why they're doing it too.
Well, there's a shocker.
All right.
No. When you call all the Mexicans and I use no one can see me.
All of your Mexicans.
Yes. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Or that one
Spain,
rally.
What about the judge that was
South America.
Mexican, but his nationality
was
Mexican.
Born in Indiana.
And they're trying to tell him, like, but dude, you can't, like, send him to Mexico. He's Mexican. He's going to go to Mexico. Like, he's your judge, you dumbass.
Right.
Like, what is your problem? He's Mexican, so what are you going to get? All white American people on your panel of judges? That doesn't make any sense.
He's pretty much offended every possible group he can. So it's like he's trying to get someone to kick him out of the election. Like, he doesn't really want to be there. He just keeps saying crap. I don't think he does.
It's good for entertainment.
I really think what's happening is, I think he did it at first to get some publicity. You know,
to get the attention.
Just to get some attention. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, shit. I could probably win.
Yeah, this shit's working.
He's like, wow. I'll just drag this out as long as possible. And then he's like, oh, shit. I'm the nominee.
Yes.
Shit. What do
shit,
I do now?
I'm going to be president.
Shit.
And even these people that he's offended, there are still groups of those
they
people
love
that
him.
Are loving him. Yes.
They love him because of his freedom of speech thing.
Freedom of speech, like, what? So he's offended gays, military people, women, Jews, because he didn't know, but he posted an anti-Semitic web page meme. But I didn't realize it.
He was verklempt. He was
verklempt. That's what's funny, too, is that some of the signs...
Why is everybody taking this personal?
Right? Some of the signs in front of that campaign...
Don't you know sarcasm?
...across from Pulse.
It's a joke.
One says, Hispanos con Trump. The other one says, the silent majority stands with Trump. It's like... Where the hell are they coming up with?
Yeah, there is.
Silent but deadly, like a fart.
The silent majority. You know, those racists, the Klan, yeah. The Nazis.
I know. I haven't heard from the Klan in a while, and they're starting to look a little bit more appealing than Trump.
It makes sense. I said about a month ago that I think that Donald Trump's pre-speech meetings consist of, what can
Does
I say,
have a pre-speech
this
meeting?
Time to upset everybody and maybe I'll get
he's
out
got,
of this.
No, he actually like might a, have one with like notes, and then he's like, ah, fuck it. Yeah. So
he's got a spinner wheel in this thing. Okay. Spin my
say, oh, game of life.
Gays, yes, all right, gays. Another one. How are we going to offend the gays today? I spin this one.
Shoots and ladders.
Yeah. Today I'm going to go down in history, and I'm going to use the N word right on stage.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
What's
for
up,
that.
White people?
In my nigga. Who knew they could swim?
Well, he's definitely not gluten free.
Oh my god! Well, when he was at the in front of the plane, god. Wherever it was, and he's like, "Look, it's my African American."
Yes.
He's got him on a golden leash.
Yes, he said, "Look at my African American here." Like
he has an afro and everything. Yeah. Yes.
Like nobody.
He's mine. I own like, him. I bought what, him.
I was like, "Yeah, nobody's noticed the lone black man in your crowd, dude."
Did you look at the Republican National Committee? I mean, the convention? There was like a stream of white people. Yes.
Yeah, the only black guy I saw was the janitor.
Looked like a marshmallow clan or something.
Janitor or some guy getting drinks or something. That's about
it. Hey, there's a black person in the audience.
That was like the
Can
news.
You give me a drink, please?
It was Where's Waldo? It really was. Yeah. I was
well,
like,
did you
where
see
are the black people?
The photo of the interns that are coming in with Paul, not Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
With, and everyone's like, and they're all white, and we're all like, that one might be Hispanic. I don't know.
He's a mulatto. He's a mulatto. Yeah.
He has a good tan.
I think there's an Asian in the back. Way in the back there's
an
Asian.
I love those cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
Cubans meld in really well
Cubans,
with white people.
Yeah.
So, Cubans, those, good sandwich.
So what do you think about when Hillary recently in her audience in Orlando happened to guy who, the father of the guy who killed... all the 49 people in Pulse was happening.
Yeah, what the hell was that all about? Well,
do you
what was
think
that?
The Trump thing across from Pulse is a
Some people say he was Crispy. Invited. Some people say he wasn't invited. What was that all about?
Crispy's Chris? Got an answer.
Go, girl.
Why should he be responsible for what his grown-ass crazy son did? If he's a registered Democrat and he's voting for Hillary, he has just as much right to be there as any.
I don't think you need to put him
behind Hillary Clinton on camera.
That's probably not a good idea.
Behind Hillary Clinton on camera, that's a little...
But I think people are looking at Hillary as why he's there, not why
he is there. Did it get people talking about Hillary's campaign that day? Did it get people talking about Hillary's campaign?
Yes.
Did it get them talking for a week about Hillary's campaign?
Yes.
Good point.
Come on. He was
that's
invited.
All there's your answer right there.
Hey, bitches, this is fair game.
You're 100% right.
Right.
I didn't think of that.
Probably, that's true. I didn't either.
But
thank
the
you,
thing about that.
Now, whether or not she really knew, like, it was probably her.
He said he
somebody
was.
Else.
No, she deleted it.
Ooh, let's go.
I can't imagine the Secret Service really being okay with that, though. I mean, but they had to know because everybody in that audience gets checked through Secret Service.
Yeah. No,
they had to know who
they're
this guy was.
They're testing to see the reactions.
It's open. You can go into. I went into a George Bush rally once. They just make you go through metal detectors. You just get a ticket.
Secret Service doesn't screen you at all?
Nope, not at all.
Wow.
Not George Bush, George W. Bush. I went to a thing here just to listen
to
him.
Candidates.
I wasn't a support, but you know, they're just candidates. But it also, the big thing about that is when they found out, if they didn't know before, they came out and said, we disavow his support, we do not accept his support, and we didn't know he was there. Man, I can't speak today. They didn't say, like Trump does, I don't know what white supremacists stand for. I should probably research that. So
what about that card in my wallet? Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
David Duke? I don't know him.
Right. Yeah, nobody knows who Duke is.
So what? My transmission's in the bathtub.
Yeah, Putin. He's Putin. I don't know who Putin is.
Putin. I made that sound in my spit bucket.
So as soon as they found out that day, it wasn't like a day later, an hour later. As soon as someone asked him, they said, we didn't know he was there. You know, we don't want his support, and we don't. We tell him he can go someplace else.
Was anybody 100% sure that was actually him?
Yeah. Yes, okay. They interviewed him after.
They had somebody.
Yeah, they followed him and they caught him up at a rest stop.
They did
a rest stop off.
What
of,
is it? TMZ? And he was holding up that big yellow banner.
Yeah,
sign.
He's like, I didn't want to talk to you earlier, but now he wanted. He was full of conversation.
Or somebody had a Bush Trump T-shirt. He got beat up. Like,
yeah, but at the Trump rally, had somebody in his audience too recently. Right after that. The news media.
The whole Klan?
No, I mean, I forgot who the hell it was.
There was a woman who is actually under protection now because she is a reporter, I believe, and I don't know exactly, and she's receiving death threats because she was at a rally. She said she didn't support Trump, and all his supporters were saying that they were going to beat her up and kill her and her family. And
oh, my God.
Here we go. It's going to be Nazi Germany. Civil War.
Oh, it's going to get nasty after the election's over, and if he doesn't win, yeah. It's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be chaos.
No,
oh, yeah.
I think they'll shut the fuck up, hopefully.
Maybe they'll go back in their dark caves.
I don't
Maybe
think they will.
Maybe it'll be the silent majority again.
Well, hopefully they'll follow the rest of Duck Dynasty and go...
That's terrible.
Go in the woods.
Wait, I don't get it. What happened to that?
They're all like, if Hillary Clinton wins and I'm going into the woods and living there...
They already live in the woods.
I know, right?
They're going to go deeper into the bayou.
But they don't.
Where the Gator Man lives.
It's a lot. There's pictures of them in their like white crisp sun clothing taking a picture on the beach.
Yeah.
It's cleanly on the front. Shaven. They're nice
that
little.
Was a long time.
Even Larry the Cable Guy is a fraud.
I know their beards are fake. They just pick them on when they have to go on TV.
I believe that.
All right, we're going to take a pause and come back with some more. You're listening to Raw Talk Live. All right, we are back with the entire crew and more. We're done talking about Trump, I guess, until the next breaking news right in the middle of a broadcast.
Breaking news. Wait,
it's huge.
Let's check a news site and see if yeah, news come up.
Chris, update us with it.
He actually shot somebody on Fifth Avenue, but nobody cares. He didn't mean it.
What did you guys hear about what's going on at the
what CVS? He really
hostage situation at the CVS in Apopka. Did you hear about that?
I did.
Oh, what's that about? That
some room. Hostage situation. That's all I heard. But it's at the CVS on 441 in Apopka.
I heard something about it on the radio on the way in. And I
should
think
probably
they
call
said,
my dad and make sure he wasn't there.
Yeah, right. But I think they said that they had the road was still closed about an hour ago, but they had shot the guy with two like beanbag mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
So here
that's
go.
What they should be using to take people down instead of mm-hmm. well, you know bullets.
They want
to
kill us all.
No latest news on Trump that we can
no,
give.
There is.
There is.
Oh, God. Trump official, Obama took U.S. into Afghanistan.
Oh.
Did you know that?
He did what?
He made us go into Afghanistan.
Oh,
Obama.
Really?
Trump said that about Obama.
Wait a minute. Oh.
No, his official. That woman that helps him all the time. Helps him.
The one that was on his show, his reality show. What's her name?
Omarosa? No, not
Omarosa.
Her.
Oh.
Not her.
Wait, is he really
She's
saying
like one of the only
Yeah, Trump is saying that Obama. Or no, the lady is saying it.
Which is his spokesperson.
His spokesperson
is saying that Obama
took us into Afghanistan.
Well, if you guys remember back then, the president was George Bush, who after 9/11, let's go after Iraq.
Let's just go kill all brown people.
And then let's go into Afghanistan, which I agreed with because Afghanistan is actually where the terrorist was from, hiding in caves. That made more sense than going into Iraq looking for biological weapons that never existed.
I don't know if I would hide in a cave.
Her name is Katrina Pearson. She is also the woman that said that Obama and Hillary were the reasons why the Gold Star family son was killed. Oh. But he was killed in 2004, which was during the Bush administration.
Yeah. Right.
And then when they asked her to say you were wrong or apologize, she said, but what I meant was Trump didn't vote for that. And they just kind of stared at her. What? But you can look at you can YouTube it. It's on CNN.
Well, it seems to be his whole campaign is filled with people like that.
Yes.
Well, throwing out shit to see if it sticks.
According to one of his people, the wall is going to be built by China.
Yeah,
because they can build walls.
Yeah. Mexico will build a wall. No, Mexico is going to build a wall. What happens is Trump gets elected. And Mexico goes, oh shit, they're all going to come in, and they build a wall to keep us out.
Love it. Yes, because we know we'll be headed for the border. All gay people.
Canada's
will be
building a wall right now.
Oh, yeah. Canada goes, like, hell no.
No, hell no.
They could blend in here. Yeah. They all speak English like us.
Just say A and oot.
A boot.
A boot. All right.
Sorry.
So while we're looking up more Trumpisms during this broadcast, we do want to talk about, we've got a nurse on the show, Chris B.
Oh, Lord.
And we've had actually...
Can you take my temperature?
Not only is she a call girl, she's
Margaret Houlihan is like from MASH. She's the god.
I actually played her in my high school senior play.
I can believe it. Bangable. Wow. And still today.
She is bangable.
And then with Jeannie was telling us...
Lie. What show are you
Dolly
on?
Was saying earlier that she was dealt with Obamacare. And so we've heard all the bad things that the Republicans say about Obamacare. You've actually had to use it.
Yes.
So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes.
All right.
So when I was working, I got sick. I have multiple sclerosis and I had cancer. So we'll just give you a little bit of a background for that. So I was working. I had to stop working because I didn't feel good. Long story short, I was diagnosed with leukemia. I was paying my COBRA, luckily, so I still had a little bit of insurance. However, COBRA only lasts so long, and I had to then, and luckily it fell in the time where Obamacare, it's not Obamacare, it's the Affordable Care Act, everybody likes to call it, Obamacare.
Is, right?
And what happened was I needed to use it, because what happened before is if you had a pre-existing condition, you could not get insurance. Mm-hmm. So for me, if I would not have been in that little loophole where I could get Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, I would not have been able to get my cancer treatments. My cancer treatments were 9 months of chemo every single day.
Wow.
So it wasn't like I was going to be able to pay for this out of pocket. It wasn't, you know, you can't work, you're sick. Not only was I, you know, sick from one thing, but I also had the multiple sclerosis, which was also aggravated by getting poisoned every day.
Can I ask you a question, Dolly?
Yes, you can.
Okay. With that, what was your deductible, or were you being helped by the government with the subsidies?
This is a fun story. The help from the government was nothing, because my previous tax returns, I was making good money. So it always goes from your previous year of work, right? So no help from the government. I had no deductible. What I did was I chose a plan that was a zero deductible plan.
That's smart.
I was paying $350 a month-ish a month. Let's say four. Let's round it up, right? But I didn't have to pay any deductible. I didn't have to pay for my treatments. And my treatments were $8,000 a day, every day for 9 months.
Oh, my God.
Now, at the end of the year, I did get money back because they said that, you know, you were paying too much. But that's fine. The big thing is I did not have to pay for my life-saving cancer treatments or my multiple sclerosis medication, which also works out to about $5,000 out of pocket per month if I have no insurance.
So what if somebody couldn't afford that $400 a month, though, with that even that deductible?
There are different plans out there. So a friend of mine who also has an autoimmune disease, she has they think she has lupus. She has all kinds of stuff right now. She makes an average salary. So when I say average, like $30,000 a year average, she went on to the website, which gives you, and this is also a misunderstanding. The website, you do not have to buy healthcare from the website. You can call
healthcare.gov, right?
Healthcare.gov, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to purchase. That's sort of a...
conduit.
It's kind of like a Google where you say, hey, I need healthcare, and it just gives you these options. Uh-huh. You can call any health company and say, hey, how much is your plan? How much is it? What's the deductible? So she went on there, and she does get a subsidy because, you know, she doesn't make a lot. Quote, unquote, a lot. So to some people, she makes a lot. But she only pays $54 a month for her health insurance. And she has no deductible, and her co-pays are $10 each.
Jeez.
So that helps her. She gets... She's had... surgery for her pituitary tumor before, so they couldn't say no to her. You know, it just helps a lot when you have medical problems. So if I were to have lost my job before, I would not have medical insurance. But how do you pay for things like medication for multiple sclerosis? Right. How would you pay if you had cancer? Mm-hmm. You don't. Mm-hmm. What would have happened? I would have probably died because
they would have refused you treatment?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's the big thing that I was trying to tell people, like on Facebook, everybody, because I've known people who the husband, the breadwinner, got cancer. They ended up spending their life savings. They ended up losing their house. When he died, they were living in a hotel. And now he's dead, and she is completely penniless.
And in debt,
and
right?
That happens over and over and over and over again before.
Well, that's why Obama
didn't have to worry about losing
their
house.
The reason when he first came in office, wanted that is because his mother went through that situation where his mom got sick or whatever, and wasn't. There's a lot of people in this before Obamacare who would end up having to lose their houses and all that stuff because of this. So now, when you hear Republicans vote time and time again of trying to get rid of it, it should scare the hell out of you, and at least because the Democrats are like, well, no, we're not going to get rid of it. We're in fact, we'll make it better, but we're not going to get rid of it. And I think Bernie Sanders is like, his thing is let make it for universal, mm-hmm. and not even make the you pay for your insurance. It should be health insurance to me. It should be a right, not a you know, an obligation, mm-hmm. not being forced with a fine.
It is in most civilized countries.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
with a fine.
The fact that they're fining people for not having to have it, like, what if you're perfectly healthy? Well, you don't need.
But there's a difference when they say fine. So there are many ways to get out of it.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you don't make a certain amount of money, you don't have to pay for it. If you've lost your job, you don't have to pay for it. If you have been behind on your electric bill for 2 months in a row, you don't have to pay for the fine.
What if I retired for a few months?
Then you don't have to pay for it. If there's any sort of break in employment,
income or anything,
income,
okay.
You don't have to pay that fine. If you say religiously, I feel as if I don't want to do this, you don't have to pay the fine.
That requires a lot of administration.
You can get out of it for religious purposes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, so people who are complaining that they're going to have to pay a fine, you have many other options. You can file this piece of paper, because I've helped people do it, that say, I don't have the money, religious
agreements.
Reasons. Just no, you just file a thing saying, I don't need to pay, okay. And you file it, and everything's fine. So I think the arguments have to do more with the fact that this is something different, and people don't like different. Mm-hmm. So this is different. We're all going to burn in hell because it's different.
Right.
So let's not do this.
Well, but they need to educate the people, too. Like, I had no idea of those things you're talking about.
I think it's out there. I think people make an assumption that when they hear something on the news, like we were talking about before, the news kind of blows things up. So
black
people
or
are
white.
Like,
it's black or white.
So then they don't actually look up the information, and then, you know, there's this hysteria about how I'm paying a $4 million fine at the end of the year because I don't have insurance. Well, calm down. You don't have to do it this
way.
We'll
just call Trump's dad. He'll loan me some money.
A small $1 million loan. Just a small one.
Small. Small. As opposed to a large.
Itty bitty.
Yeah, just a teeny tiny, just to get me off my feet. It helped me pay, like, my mortgage for a couple of months.
The biggest thing for me was the pre-existing condition. Mm-hmm. That's
been around forever, though, as long as insurance
like
has existed.
Like, assholes that existed.
Well, not only that, in my company, I know for United Healthcare that we use at the airport, there's no cap anymore. It used to be a $5 million cap, mm-hmm. and once you reach that five, and your insurance really? for cancer could really eat that up quickly.
Yeah.
So $5 million for life. Mm-hmm. Once you use $5 million, you're done. You couldn't have insurance, and now there's no cap because of Obamacare. Correct.
And there used to be. It used to apply to children as well. So if your child got sick, the caps were usually even lower to $1 million, mm-hmm. $1.5 million. If your baby got cancer, that's going to be, you know, that's done. Like, yeah. that's done. And then no one covers anything. So then you just watch your child die.
I do see the benefit. Option? It created competition. You know, so
mm-hmm. yeah, but
it does help the situation.
What it also did is it made all of the other insurance companies out there start freaking out and start raising all their prices.
Well,
and,
right,
and
for people that are employed, now the employers and the employed individual have to pay more premiums for the individuals right. who are.
But I haven't seen a lot of that. So people say it.
Yeah.
How much?
I went from paying roughly about $101 a month.
Wow, that's
for
really
insurance
good
for
things.
Matt and I before the Affordable Care mm-hmm. Act, and now it's like $350 a month.
Ooh,
before you got married?
Before we got married, because we had domestic part. We had my company offers domestic partner mm-hmm. benefits.
You're paying a high. That's $350. I mean, it's because your company probably now, said,
yeah.
I'm not paying as much.
Your company right. chooses so, the plan and the company they want
to
go with.
They had to rechoose their plans because the company, the health insurance company that we worked for, said, oh, here's your new tiers of plans, and of course they went down. So everybody has to start paying more.
Do you guys have United at all?
Okay.
Well, that's the problem. Your company
it's all the same.
You guys have more employees than we do at the airport. And we use United Healthcare. And I guess I don't know if the airport's paying more for each employee to have this insurance, which, like, by the way,
it's
working for the airport
the
is just fantastic.
Yes.
They've treated me good
right.
for 26 years.
Right.
Love the airport. The airport authority is always taking care of their employees. So maybe they're paying more for us than I'm having to pay. But for me and Gugon, it's like $144 every 2 weeks.
Right, but the larger the corporation that
which
you have, the bigger contract
paying.
that insurance company has, and then they get a better deal on the premiums
right.
to offer like 100 plus million lives or whatever.
Right, and
example.
It depends on how much your company is willing to pay
business.
In.
I'd rather pay the $20 a month, and if I'm sick, I'll pay whatever I need to pay.
But you're not going to be able to pay whatever mm-hmm. you got to pay. That's the problem. That's the reason we have the insurance.
In theory, right. it seems like Obamacare was a good thing, like almost that it was forcing everybody to have to get coverage
right.
for health care in
like
some way. But it fell short of like the ultimate
and it did
need.
Fall
like,
short.
What
I thought it was
what
be
they
free
wanted.
Healthcare. That's
what they wanted to do was do a one payer system, one single payer system.
Right.
But the Republicans fought it.
Mm-hmm.
So because they fought it, this was the compromise to get it through, mm-hmm. get it passed. Now, larger other countries, not us, England, Canada, it's a single payer system. That's why it works better than
and
what we have
the
right
single,
now.
Single payer.
I can't.
Well, yeah.
What's the difference between what we have now and that single payer system?
Right,
Chris,
now, we're
I think it's just more privatized than there's just
yes.
like a single
competition.
Insurance.
Now,
a single
competition.
Competition.
Okay.
Because
I'd rather be with a privatized company as opposed to some stock worker like making money off of my illness.
But understand that in order for this to get passed through Congress, they went to the insurance companies. They said, this is what we're going to try to do. Do you guys agree with this? So we don't get you guys pushing back and trying to get your congressmen to fight against us. And they got the insurance industry to go, yeah, we like it. Because what did it do? It made everybody get insurance. The insurance company is going to make all kind of money because now everybody's got to have it. So that they got that. But what they fell short, in my opinion, is the pharmaceutical side of it because people got effed out of, and Obama lied, I hate to say this, a negative thing about him in his campaign, he said he's going to help you get lower pharmaceutical, for lower drugs prices, and he didn't. He said with the pharmaceutical companies, we'll agree to this just to get this thing passed through.
Still got my benzos.
Well, I was going to say too, but where he fell short on that, I think some of the larger corporations kind of picked up a little bit on it. Like Walmart, I know from one, they have cheap medications. Walmart. Yeah, you have to get like a 3-month supply, but
Publix has still, some free stuff.
Free diabetic
medication, everything. Like, so I think where they fell short on the affordable care stuff for the pharmaceuticals, I think some of the other companies have kind of just stood up and said, okay, look, well, we're going to offer you something a little bit better than what we have.
Here's what I'd like to see happen, and I'm sure you guys around this table will agree with me. What happens to seniors today when our parents, because my parents are almost there, have to be put into nursing homes, and in order for someone, first of all, if you don't have insurance for long-term care, you should get it at 60 years old. That's what's recommended. So if you're 60, out there getting close to it, you need to look that stuff up, and you need to buy that in policy. The reason I say that is because in the system we have today, until Medicaid, I believe, is it Medicaid that picks up, or Medicare, one of the two? Medicare will pay 100%. That you have to exhaust all of your parents would have to exhaust their entire
savings, everything.
Their home. They have to sell it and lose everything.
That's Medicaid. So Medicaid is income based. So if you qualify for Medicaid, you have no money.
Right.
No money.
That's the only way that they'll pay for that nursing home for your for your folks.
So if you own a home, you even have to sell your home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything. Cars, everything, assets you have to have no assets.
Otherwise, just at the age of 65, you're eligible for Medicare, but you still respond, and they only pay 80% of only certain services, and there's limitations as well. Like, they'll provide, you know, a rehab facility, skilled nursing facility, but only maybe 20 days a year. And then the rest of the time, like my grandmother, she's just like kicked out because she maxed out her benefit for the year. Medicare is not going to cover anything else, and she's got a Medicare supplement plan through Humana, and they still follow the same guidelines. They still come out, and all that money, the premiums are taken out of their Social Security checks every month. And so just like the money just is taken.
It's disgusting what we do to our seniors.
They have no more, and they're like, well, you're out of money, and we can't help you anymore. And so the Medicare and Medicaid's better, I mean, you know, for individuals that are just like completely penniless and destitute. But Medicare is where we're all going to be on one day, okay, at the age of 65 or older. And that's the way we're taking care of our aging Americans. And it's not sufficient enough. It's not sufficient enough health care. And it's just causes more trouble than it's worth.
So to stay in, I don't know what he meant there. Okay. $8,000 to $10,000 a month to stay in a nursing home. $8,000 to $10,000 a month for around the clock care.
So here's something else. So people assume that if you become disabled or if you hit 65, Medicare is bestowed upon you as this great thing. You have to say you want it. Mm-hmm. And then it takes 2 years. So, for example, I was considered disabled once I had the cancer. At least the country understands that some things like going blind, kidney failure, cancer, it's an automatic, okay, you're disabled, we're going to help you. As long as your doctor's not like, she can work. Mm-hmm. So,
like we were talking about with me.
So, even if getting back to the story, if I had no health insurance and there was still a pre-existing condition, even though I was now qualified for disability, I would not be able to use Medicare for 2 years. So there's still a 2-year gap before I would get any sort of health coverage. Now, I also didn't qualify for Medicaid because I was getting $700 a month from my disability company.
That's too much. Mm-hmm.
I am a single person getting $725 a month, and is too much to qualify for Medicaid. So, what happens is, if you want to pay your mortgage, if you have a house, or your rent, or a car payment,
just be homeless,
or you like to eat, or anything else,
breathe,
have clean water,
have clothes.
Your decision at that point is, do I go and put myself in a hospital and get into debt, or do I die? Like, there was no other option at that point. Like, you have to figure out, and I'm lucky because I have my mother here, and my mother had just retired herself, so she was able to kind of supplement what I was doing and help me around, because I also went legally blind, but that's a different story. So there was other things going on, and I had the support of my mother, but what if someone has no support? What if you're elderly and you have no children? What if you're you're just, you know, single and you get sick and there's no one else there? Like, if you're married, you could be on your husband's insurance plan or your wife's insurance plan. But if you're single, you're just, it's just pretty much, oh, too bad. Hopefully that shit clears up. That cancer stuff you have, hopefully. Hopefully it goes away.
That's funny. Take that on stage. Terrible. That's hilarious.
So to me,
HIV, it'll clear up.
We need to take care of the elderly better. I don't care if I had to pay a little more in taxes, that knowing that when I get to that age, that I know if I go, I need to be taken care of and be put in a nursing home, that I don't have to pay anything because it's being paid out of my, whatever you want to call it, fund. But to make people lose everything that they saved up to give to their kids or their loved ones when they die, they have to give all that up just so they can be taken care of. And it's disgusting to me. In the richest country in the world, that we have to do this to our elderly. I mean, come on.
And to go
well,
back,
the Medicare system is completely broken. I mean, it was supposed to protect us when we get older, and it does the opposite now.
To go back to the single payer system, I have MS. I'm going to blame it on that. I couldn't think of it in my head. Ultimately, that's what the single payer system is. It's sort of a trumped up Medicare, Medicaid kind of thing where it's a government run thing. You get privately treated, but the government
runs.
What's
up? This is Corey.
Colin.
This is David.
Hey, Corey.
Hi, David.
Hi, Corey.
They just walked in. So surprise guest.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
So that's what the single payer system would be, where your Medicare and your Medicaid would be better and beefed up. And then if you wanted to buy supplemental, because in Canada and England and all the other countries, you can buy a supplemental program that helps you, you know, pay for other little things that if you feel the need to. So that's one of the problems. So like in the state of Florida, Rick Scott refused to expand the program, so we lost out on money. Mm-hmm. But it was, I guess, force. Is that a bad word? Sometimes. But to force them to...
Depends on the night.
And
what if it don't fit, don't force it. Let's receive it.
So in order to get the states to kind of get up to the point for single payer, they were offering incentives to expand your Medicare and your Medicaid programs, which they flared said they didn't want, but they're trying. It's trying to be better. They're trying to get better. So that was the single payer system you were talking about before, which would also take care of people who are elderly. Like my mother is retired and she can't pay for some of her medications are $100 a month. Luckily, I have a decent job now because I can work and I help her with her stuff. But if you don't have that system, you just don't take your medicine.
So everybody listening, 60 years old, go search long-term care insurance and get some on yourself. Mm. All right. Let's move on to some fun stuff.
Oh, God.
This hasn't been fun?
It's been funner, hilarious.
Funner. More fun. There's the funner. Come on.
Funner.
What it was, what time. It is, what it be.
It's so good to see the whole gang again.
I was going
to
say, Chris, you got stupid news?
This isn't stupid news music.
Yeah, wasn't it?
No. I can look some up if you want, but...
He's so techie.
Eddie has some... What's it called, Eddie? Just say it.
Come Youthful on. Indiscretions with Eddie.
Oh, God.
Yay.
It's my favorite part of the show.
It's a new segment that Rob has titled Youthful Indiscretions. So, you're out. All right. Yeah, see ya. You can't stick around for this. What, too much for you?
That took a little beer.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ray. Ray's out.
Oh, you're coming back.
Oh, okay. Later, well, you listen to this
Youthful
podcast.
Youthful indiscretions, right? Go ahead.
Okay.
Got to keep them on track.
So, we're going to talk about 2001.
Oh, my God.
Another escapade of mine occurred at the Parliament House, where many of us have encountered...
Never.
Some...
Never, ever.
Youthful indiscretions of their own.
What?
In a previous
I'm
life.
Sure.
Why did you look at Crispy like that?
Well, I'm looking around the whole table.
Crispy, have you been to Parliament House?
Many, many times.
Yeah. Have you had any youthful...
Eddie, back in 2000, Rob... 2001, Rob still wasn't young, so it wouldn't be...
Wait. 2001 was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And
it wouldn't be a youthful indiscretion for you.
I've had a lot of fun. I just can't remember.
Go ahead.
Well, I was 21, so.
Damn,
if you guys
old.
Haven't heard, you guys haven't obviously heard the last couple of podcasts that I did this, but there's a certain format. Anyway, you can cut that out later. Here we go.
Did you write it?
So down? I met another guy at Parliament House. This is just another one of my random encounters. And
were we there?
It was at the back bar. No, I believe it was just before the Phoenix Days, before I met all of you guys.
Okay.
This may have scared me away from the club scene and forced me over to the Phoenix.
So is this a good situation or
so
bad situation?
You never know. In the summers, the P House used to have, you know, free burgers and hot dogs, and it was
Sunday night.
Tea dance.
Yeah.
Right, tea dance.
They don't
and
have
I used
that
to
anymore?
Hang out at the back bar.
They don't have the free food anymore.
Aww. No, they no.
What cheap ass place is that?
Right? Yeah.
The fuck.
I had plenty of summers where I got to, you know, hook up with guys and just random encounters and one night stands and things like that and eat hamburgers and especially hot dogs. And most of the people were full of shit. You know, I didn't know whether to give them a breath mint or give them some paper towel. But this one guy I could tell wasn't full of shit. He said he was a construction worker, and I could tell because he had these hammer hands, you know, big callousy man Thor-like arms, like boom, boom, boom. Yeah, like, and I thought it was hot. I was like, wow, this is kind of butchy. So it starts to get late
in the evening.
And I need to come down from some other party stuff that we had earlier in the evening. And I was like, I could really use some weed right now. And he's like, yeah, I know where to get some weed. He's like, it's just right down the road.
With his construction buddies?
This is a construction guy, a guy who worked in construction that I met at a gay bar that I was attracted to.
At the Parliament House.
Yeah, at the Parliament House.
Got it.
Yeah, he was like 10 years older than me. Anyway, he's like, yeah, I can go get some weed from my friend down the road. He's like, but you've got to drive me. And I said, okay. And we went down OBT.
No, I was hoping you'd drive me.
So we drove down OBT. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And we stop, and he's looking for his friend Marcel. And he goes, hold on. There's Tammy right there.
What?
Let me go find out from her real quick. And he goes, hey, Tammy. Where Marcel? She goes, I can show you. Let me show you where Marcel is. She jumps in the back of the car.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So.
Did you get robbed?
We're driving down OBT a few more blocks. And
you see
and
this
she,
man with
she
one
says,
tooth.
Hey, Tony, where Marcel? And Tony looked just like Chris Rock, like, how much for one rig? He had no shoes on. He was right there by 33rd, so I thought he may have escaped or something like that. But then he jumps in the back of the car.
This is how horror movies start.
This is like 11:30, 11:45 at night, and I'm just looking for weed. It's like, I don't need like the whole like Wizard of Oz gang in the back seat.
Wizard of Oz gang.
The Wiz, not the Wizard of Oz, just the Wiz.
He had done.
So we got Crack Whore Tammy in the back seat.
Crack Whore Tammy.
We got Tony with no shoes in the back, how much for one rib? And then we got the hot construction guy in the front. And we're just looking for Marcel. And we get down, and he goes, turn down here. I was like, dude, if you can't find the weed, it's fine. I'm just going to go home. It's getting late anyway. And he goes, no, just go down here. One more block.
So
we go down the street.
Rio Grande.
And it's a dark-ass street full of houses, but there's one street light, and there's this group of guys just hanging out underneath the street light. So we pull up, and he goes, what you doing? What you want? He goes, we're looking for Marcel. And he comes up to the car. He's like, he gets his hands all up in the car. And he's like, what you want? He's like, we're looking for Marcel. He goes, I got what you want. And he goes, you got 20 bucks? I said, yeah. Are you sure you don't need more than that for weed? He goes, no, I need 40. I said, okay. And I gave him
$40. So you're talking yourself up in a drug deal to pay more for what he was giving you for 20. You're like, no, but do you want more? Of course, I would like 40 now.
Even scarier, everybody surrounding is Eddie's like, really? I got shit done.
Are you sure? I was like, hi, guys.
What you doing here?
You sure you don't need this $100?
What you want?
I got paid today. I got $600 right here.
What you want with Marcel?
So anyway, I give him the $40. He goes, go down there. Go down there. Go so down we way. Drive down there. And everybody's like, oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, hold on, hold on. And the guy, instead of coming to me, he goes around to the other side of the car where the construction worker is, and he drops something in there. And he's like, here you go. Here you go. Get out of here. Get out of here. And I was like, okay, cool. We got it, right? He goes, yeah, we got it. We got it. Let's go down here. Let's go down here. I said, okay, can't we just go back to the P house and, like, smoke at the cabana at the lake? You know? And he's like, no, just pull down here. Pull down here.
Oh, hell.
Over to the side of the road.
Got a soda can.
And still, I got Tammy and Tony in the back and the construction worker. And they all start smoking first. We didn't have a pipe, so we used a Coke can.
So when you say weed, you mean crack.
So we started smoking the weed, and it goes around to everybody but me. And so I'm sitting there at the steering wheel, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck am I doing here? I just wanted to get my weed and go home. And she's like, here, cup it. And so I cup it, and I hit it, and I was like, this tastes like styrofoam. She goes, honey, it ain't weed, it's rock.
Oh, you did rock, bro?
And so the guy with no shoes jumps out of the car. He's like, later, guys, later. And I start, like, tweaking a little bit. And I'm like, I just did fucking crack rock? And he's like...
That'll help you come down.
I was like, where's the weed? Where's the weed? He goes, no. We got to take Tammy home now. We got to take Tammy home.
Throw the bitch out.
I said, okay, guys, but I really need to get back now. He's like, no, hold on. Let's go get some Schlitz over here at the store. Stop at the store. So I stop at the store, and they both get out, and I start to pull out. And he's like, no, hold up. Where you going? I said, I'm going to get some gas right here at the pump. And they're watching me, and I'm slowly driving past the pump, and then the gas starts going faster and faster and faster. I was like, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. And that's the first time and the last time I smoked crack. Accidentally.
Accidentally.
So did you get laid, though? I mean, the whole thing was your...
No.
Did you at least look at it?
It took a way different turn than I expected, obviously.
So what did you get out of
it? I was out $40. I got a hit of crack. And you I was taken hostage on a drug deal gone wrong.
Yeah, you made some new friends.
He did. He made new friends.
And you didn't get arrested.
Yeah, I was so scared on the way. My body didn't know how to handle it. My heart was pounding, and I started getting anxiety, and I was looking for cops everywhere. I didn't know what to do. So
everything you shouldn't do, he's doing now on the microphone.
I was acting it out.
Should have just
so that's a true story of a youthful indiscretion. Never let people into your car and drive around town looking for weed.
Named
so
Tony kids. And Tammy.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I can so see that too. I was like, yeah, that's the Eddie that we knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
What? The crack smoking hoe.
Yeah.
It was an accident. Yeah,
he was just a smoking hoe back then.
Youthful indiscretion. I had no idea what I was dealing with. I just wanted the weed.
That you didn't get.
I got taken advantage of, taken hostage in my own car.
Thank you, guys. It's been a lot of fun. Appreciate you, Dolly, for being here. We'll have to have you back, Chris and Matt, for deciding to come to a show once a year. This is their one-year visit. Yeah. They'll be back again next year.
We can talk about once a quarter, maybe.
Every quarter. Yeah, whenever you feel like,
a quarter.
Jumping in and talking.
When I get new teeth.
How about once a week?
About next year.
How about once a week on Saturdays?
You come pick me up. And we'll
yeah, where do you guys live now? On the other
down
side?
Down by Disney.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Way far.
I'm thinking about moving that way. So
We're in Polk County.
Oh, my God.
Right on the edge of Polk County. We're not in deep Polk County territory.
I was going to say.
Only the tip.
Oh, that's why they call it Polk County.
I'm in Trump country. That's exactly where that would be. Trump country, Polk County, baby.
You cross the line, they give you a banjo.
All right, until next time, make sure you go out and support your local music. We appreciate you listening. See ya!
And vote!
Vote. Yes.
Bye, guys.
Vote your conscience. How about vote for the sanity? Let's just use that. Vote for the sanity.